It's 2:22 now. Well, we're hoping that the skies will be clear and conditions dry on Sunday night. That's the peak time of the Perseid meteor shower. Greg Redfern is the WTOP.com space columnist. He's got a preview of that sky show for us. Hello there, Greg.
Hi, good afternoon, Joan. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. So is it the peak just for one night, or is it going to go on for more than one night?
Actually, we are lucky this year. The peak will be Sunday night into Monday morning, and then we get another shot at looking at the peak time Monday night into Tuesday morning. And this is happening because the true peak is happening during daylight for us. So we kind of get the peak before and the peak after, which is good for us, especially with this weather. I'm hoping we'll be clear.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so if we do get all set up to see these meteors, what direction should we face?
The nice thing is if we go outside and find a place that's free of buildings and free of trees and any really bright lights, Joan, we can turn our skies up to or turn our eyes up to the sky after midnight and just look at the whole sky. There's no one particular place we have to view. That's the beauty of the Perseids, because they can be seen coming across the entire sky. And I want to say this for our city dwellers. Don't give up on the shower just because you're in the city. If they can get to a rooftop or to a park that's got a view of the sky, the Perseids have the most fireballs or meteors that are as bright or brighter than Venus of all the dozen meteor showers we see each year. And it's quite a show for everyone who takes that peek.
So do you know of any Perseid meteor shower parties, that viewing parties going on, or you know, just best to get together with your neighbors?
A couple of star parties that go on across the nation. I'm not aware of any that are going on in our area, but it's fun to go outside with family members, a significant other, friends, lay down a blanket, a couple of lounge chairs, put on some music, some beverages, kick back and enjoy the sky to a good melody. It's a lot of fun. Mm. People do this during the camping season and even for, again, our city dwellers. But the Perseids can produce from a dark sky site, Joan, 1 to 2 meteors a minute.
Wow.
It is a proven performer. And that's because the comet that makes the debris that we intersect each year is 16 miles across. Swift Tuttle is a very large comet, puts a lot of debris into the solar system. So every August, the Earth swings through that debris field, giving us this stupendous sky show that we call the Perseids. Really a lot of fun.
Can't wait to see it, Greg.
And I want to say, people can get more information on our spotlight there at WTOP. All they need to know to watch the shower.
All right, great. Happy viewing.
Thank you. We'll be getting good pictures. We'll send them in.
Oh, that would be great, and we'll put them up on our website.
Okay, Joan, have a good day.
Terrific. Thanks so much. 2:24.